Engage.
Ivel takes a book.
The book is in abysmally poor condition. Its binding is cracked, it's covered in stains, and some of its pages are loose.
Hmm. What year was it published, does it state?
The last few years.
Visibly water damaged.
Yeah, some. It has been handled roughly, though. You would get more than it definitely it's fucked up from stain and probably water, but not nearly as water damaged as some of the other shit you saw. This looks like it's been handled incredibly poorly.
Man, yeah. Been rough with it.
Correct.
I want to open it, kind of thumb through it a little bit. Are there any notations made throughout the book?
No. No notations. It looks like you could skim it in about an hour. It's not a very long read. You could probably read it in 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
Cover to cover.
I'd pocket the book.
You said there were loose pages?
I mean, it's like somebody's handled this really roughly.
Okay. But are there missing pages?
Not as far as you can tell.
I would literally go one page at a time. Am I missing numbers?
I'll let you do that. I don't know if everybody's going to sit there and let you thumb through 200 pages or if they're going to walk along. So I figured I'd...
Well, he's doing that. How about we check the next
room? Yeah, we can look at the next room.
To the immediate... next room.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can look in yours and I can look in across the hall one. It's just where Lily...
Let's divide. Yeah, let's do that.
Lucas, what are you doing? Kind of want to know where you're at.
Are there doors that we have not gone in?
Oh, yeah.
We're working on that.
I'll do the one across the hall.
So you're going to...
I'm looking at that one. He's looking at the one immediately.
He's looking at the one next to the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at the one next to Troy's room.
He's the immediate room. I'm the across the hall room.
Thank you.
Give me the next room. Next closest room.
So you're going into one of the rooms they're going in or to another room?
One they're not gone in.
Are you going down the hall?
Yes. Further down the hall, away from everyone else.
Sure. Okay.
We're splitting the fucking party.
He sees two small twin girls and they ask to play. Fuck you.
Here you go.
So which one of us do you want to do first?
Tyler.
Okay.
Because
my door is another door.
Curious. How big are you again? You said you were 85, right?
Yes, I'm a 50.
I'm a fairly large gentleman.
Yeah, but size doesn't necessarily mean height.
No, not necessarily. Just
I'm 80.
Okay, I'm just curious how big everybody is.
I'm a 55.
So you're slight. And, 50, 55, and you guys are both above 80. Or 80 or above. Okay, that's fine.
So it's a pretty proportionate to our actual stature. It
does seem fairly accurate. Tyler, as George Avery walks across the hall... crap, what is it? That's that one. You see a dining room table with silver service laid out for one.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are cracked and moist, plaster falling around.
As usual.
You see thin slivers of broken glass on the floor, like crystal.
I'm definitely going to check that.
Okay. Int by 5.
Ot 5.
Nice. Okay.
That is an extreme.
It's the remnants of a pepper shaker. As if it were dropped or thrown roughly against the wall or something.
Is there anything that, looking around in the area of the stuff up and around, see if I see it hit a wall or
no, anything? No, it's spread pretty wide, so you would think that it was definitely a horizontal like a throw as opposed to something coming down.
Okay.
The table looks relatively immaculate, except for like
the damage,
the smiting of the of the pepper shaker,
the Jumanjiing of the things and such. So the table, and it was on the table that it was shattered.
No, it's or kind it's on of the floor. Glass is kind of cast around.
Okay.
So maybe it was dropped and then somebody kicked it around or spread around or definitely weird.
A scuffle may have occurred.
Correct. Possible. That's another interpretation. Lucas, are you interested in either of the rooms that I've drawn? I'm going to get to
Wait, which one is he in?
Right or left? I went through here. You're down the hallway. Luke,
Alex is there, and then you went to the hallway. You have paths.
Yeah, options. Kind of two doors.
So that I'll go to the right left.
So the top, penis.
Top straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to get everybody in their places. So you walk to the end of the hall.
Yep.
It's kind of like atmosphere, actually, given the side noises.
For fuck's sake, motherfucker!
God damn it! I would have seen another door.
No, you.
It just connects to another room.
Yeah, it's just there's a door there. I thought it was a window until I looked again. And
this whole game's a lie.
Aren't they all? Fuck us up.
Especially anything
the
with
big
COD.
Door we need to go in.
COC.
I think someone is going into the from the layouts of the room there. Yeah, it's the kitchen.
So if I don't go up that hallway, do I see a different door? Is that what you're saying?
No. I just didn't draw a door that needs to be there.
Some bitch.
Well, you know, my drawings aren't quite perspective.
And it's outside of probably seeing a disgusting kitchen.
It's just there are a lot of doors off the kitchen, and I missed one earlier. There's a doorway to the kitchen back in the hallway.
The map is appreciated. The map is very much appreciated now.
Okay. Lucas.
Yes.
You open a door on a kitchen.
Cool.
It looks relatively clean and neat.
Yep.
There's a shelf above the stove. There's a stove on the northwest side. It's got canisters labeled flour, sugar, tea, coffee. One of the canisters is obviously missing. You know how when you move one in the middle, it's gone.
Sure.
That's as far as we're going to get. You kind of open and you see that. You can see there are a series of doors. There's a door back into the other hallway. There are two doors to the east. And there are three doors, including the one you came in on the south side. Does that all make sense layout-wise? Looks good to you?
Yep.
Back to Mr. Masters.
Wait, time out. Sorry, it looks like there's two doors to the east.
Two doors east, one door west. And then three doors to the south.
Gotcha.
Way to the back door, closet, dining room.
East doors, I don't know where they go yet.
Last door, who knows?
One could either
Do the east doors look like they go outside?
No, they're definitely still interior.
Could access the woodshed that I was in.
Yeah, because it's underneath the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
As you step in, Alex, you can see that this room is filled with all kinds of junk. Boxes, barrels, crates, and so on. There's a large area of mold and moisture in the center of the room. Would you like to take a look at the boxes?
The mold and moisture
in the boxes.
Is centered in the room?
Kind of, yeah. You can tell it's almost like it... Yeah, you're right. It's not on the exterior walls. It's not...
Like it's growing out of the center.
You'd have to go over and look to know for sure.
Well, I'm going
to
check the boxes first because they're not putrid at this particular moment.
Okay.
So kind of see if there's any markings, if there's like anything that's kind of loose.
Do you have the skill jump?
Jump.
Wow.
Can I jump? I actually have the skill jump.
Please roll me a jump.
What's your total?
Crisscross will make you.
Jump.
Did not pass jump.
How bad did you fail?
He found his way to the basement.
Hang on.
It's
quite a bit.
Double the value.
Okay, hang on.
I have 20. I got 40.
You can also push the roll if you want. If you fail, obviously bad things happen. Or
do you want a chance to fail on another, what is that, 20%
chance of success? There are ways this game plays. If you want to push it to try to succeed, but you might still fail, bad things still happen. Really bad things happen. Or you spend a bunch of luck to succeed.
I think I want to see how bad this gets.
And how do you push it?
I don't want to push it. I just want to see what happens. Because usually just a standard fail. Better just to accept your failure.
As you sort of step out onto the floor.
Hey, you're back in the fucking room below.
As you sort of step out onto the floor, it gives way suddenly. There's a loud crack and a crash as you and the boxes and the crates and everything else go tumbling. It's a different smell this time, though, because you don't fall into a wood cellar, which is on the other side of the house. You fall into a large pile of coal, ooh, which is not fun to fall on.
It's a jump roll and not a deck save?
It's a jump roll to see if you can mitigate the damage.
Well, here's the thing with coal. Mm. It's basically soft stone.
The boxes falling on top of you are less soft.
Well, you didn't say the boxes fell on me. You said they fell with me.
Yeah, a little bit column A, a little bit column B.
Yeah.
2 points of damage.
Welcome to the table, sir.
Crush! Ah, fuck! So he smashes his way into the basement.
I'm really not liking this Friday.
Yeah.
You also, again, very similar to the other side, it's a storage for coal. You can see that there is a door leading into the basement proper.
Well...
You all hear a loud crash. I will say you thumb through most of the book. You haven't found any missing pages yet, so I haven't gotten back to you yet. But you all hear a loud crash as most of that room falls in.
I'll immediately turn around because I was right across the hall.
I'll just sit in this hole for a second.
Yeah, Your flashlight shines down on him, who has now fallen another
I'm like,
7 or 8 feet down.
You need to stop doing this, man.
I hate you.
He's not wrong.
I hate you, too.
Get the rope!
I'm just going to stack the boxes because I'm not that hurt, and I'll just climb
out. Yeah, you could probably push some stuff together, and with some help, you can crawl out.
But before that, I'm still going to look at the goddamn boxes. I'm curious.
Well, I mean, look at what the room you're in, too.
I don't care. It's not like it's on fire.
It's not. It may not. It may be more than cold.
I am jinxing it.
Do not fucking give the DM.
All of a sudden, there's fire.
Yeah, room...
This is Call of Cthulhu.
At least I'll be dry.
To fucking play with.
Everything's on fire. At
the cellar
least I'm
is,
fucking
as
dry.
Might be expected, full of coal.
Don't light a match, dude.
It's wet enough in here. I'm not worried.
The boxes appear to be full of old clothing, newspaper. Just general junk. You're not seeing anything that immediately seems valuable or whatever. Some of the stuff that you think might have been closer to the moldy area is rotting and gross. You really want to take a shower.
I have ever since I fell down that damn chute.
There is not surprisingly noticeable water damage throughout this coal cellar, which probably caused
that's weird
the ceiling to collapse.
It was not worth falling into a hole again.
What would you like to do?
Check door.
You go to push it, and it appears to be locked.
Hmm.
Like, this one has a little bit of give, but, like, it gives to the point that it's locked.
It's not blocked, it's locked.
And everything is, like, rusty.
I'd like to get out of the hole now.
You can navigate climbing out of the hole. The book is not missing any pages. Okay. I'm going to assume that Tyler helps you out of the hole, mm-hmm. So Lucas, we're back to the kitchen.
Thanks, bud.
You went to the did you go in the dining room?
Yeah.
You found the salt shaker murder.
Pepper shaker murder.
Paprika.
Is it pepper? Hmm.
Paprika was like... Season 2 of Blue's Clues. I will check the door to the, I guess it's the east, to my right.
From the kitchen?
Yes. There are two doors?
There are two doors. So you want the more north door or the more south door?
I'll kick them both open without walking through them.
Make a strength check on your...
Yes. 18 out of 56.
You go up and you go to, like, just boss hoss the fucking, like, more northern door. You kick it and it's like you kicked a fucking wall. Like, the shock just reverberates up your knee. You're like, oh, shit! Not really! That really hurt. Like, you, you could have kicked the concrete wall. Shit. That door has no give. Do you want to kick the other door?
I just push it.
That seems like a better idea. You see a laundry, a small laundry room.
Okay.
Empty, disused tubs with odd sediments in the bottom of them.
Sure.
There is a linen closet.
Open it. Six black dragons.
Roll dodge.
Ooh, I do have dodge.
Fail.
The cabinet must be sitting on an odd angle because you open it up and you are just immediately covered in towels and bed linens.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
So now
it's
you
a
guys,
ghost! It's a ghost! That's a
fucking linens.
You guys pull, just as you pull him out, you hear kind of a, ah! From the other room.
Oh, hey, no.
What do you guys want to do?
But if I push on the other door, it literally doesn't open?
No, it's like, holy shit. Bar shut or something.
Do either of the keys I have, like, fit in it?
They do not.
Man, that's a pretty fucking good roll.
That's the northeastern door here that yeah. he... Failed to open?
Yeah, I'll draw some more here in a second. I just want to make sure my bookmark's in the right spot. That's her laundry. The other door he couldn't get to budge.
Oh, and there's another door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a secondary door just north of that one that I kicked the fuck out of and did not open. It's a good roll, too.
If you push on the wall, how much does it give?
Apparently not much. I kicked the fuck out of it.
Not much give. Some of the plaster falls away.
Grab some fucking tools and just break through the wall.
Locksmith?
Do you want to damage the house with the Dodge Brothers?
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck about the Dodge Brothers.
Will they notice at this point?
It's like that when we found it.
There's an option.
Well, we can still burn the house down. That's an option.
Yeah.
It would be a smolder more than burn.
What's the last room? Before we decide to break everything down?
No, you haven't gone into that room. You haven't gone upstairs either. So,
before we decide.
Is that like a pantry type thing in the kitchen?
You haven't looked yet.
Okay.
I was like, it's either
that's
pantry.
What I'm saying. There's still at least several doors like in eyesight you haven't opened. So, I thought before you started axe murdering and here's Johnny the door, I thought maybe you might want to look at them. But you can do whatever you want.
No, not the door. Like the wall between those rooms is what I'm talking about.
The wall
down.
Between. The laundry room.
In the room we can't get into.
Yeah, I mean, it's a plaster wall.
Yeah.
And plaster and lath. It's not like falling apart, but it's got water damage like everything else.
Here and here we have not moved.
Yeah.
The one that hasn't been checked is the pantry possible path to the basement. Everything else in the kitchen's been looked at. Because the door that's in the middle leads into the dining room.
Do you want to check either of those rooms, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Which one do you want first? The small one off the kitchen or the bigger one?
Kitchen.
You open that door and you clearly see a pantry. You smell a horrific smell of rotting meat.
Yum.
There is an ice box in there. Which seems to be the origin of the smell of the rotting meat.
Oh.
Shut that door.
Did you want to check in the ice box first?
Well, you could.
Might I want to check in the ice box.
Roll sand, please.
Yeah.
You had it.
All right. You kind of expected this, so you don't lose any sand. But it is full of rotting meat and maggots and everything else. Looks like maybe a side of beef or something was
in
that.
Why is that a sand roll?
Because have you ever seen like a hunk of meat that's full of maggots and stuff?
I mean, I have.
Not in
the
person.
The real question is, it is any of it human?
In person.
Yeah, in person. It's fucking disgusting. Like,
sure. Did you lose sanity?
Like,
it's not the image, it's the smell.
I feel vomity right now remembering the smell. Oh, yeah. No, it's
have you seen rotting meat with maggots on a living creature? I have.
Also seen that,
it's
too.
It's not fun.
No, it's really not.
I've
and having
a lot
smelled
of dead animals on the road
before they've been cleaned, also not fun.
I mean, I guess technically I have seen that.
I did lose sand on that one.
I don't know. I don't think I lost sand on any of that, but
I didn't. But I was like, man,
as Troy has attested repeatedly, that's
mine was
debatable.
Oh, I felt bad for the animal.
And you explored the dining room,
right? I found the shattered pepper pot thing, pepper shaker. I couldn't. I was like, glass.
So I guess is that a hallway or is
it connected between? So people would come in from one side of the kitchen, bring food from the other. It's commonality.
Troy spot hidden.
Yes.
You notice something weird about the around the base of the door that can't be opened.
Through the wall.
Is it salt?
As you kind of look over, you see that there's a semicircle of tiny white crystals in a in an arc in front of the door.
It's fucking salt.
It appears to have recently been disturbed. Possibly by your compatriot trying to kick that door down.
So the line is broken.
Yep.
I broke it.
I will go find some salt.
Where would you like to look?
In the kitchen. I mean.
You find no salt.
Dining room?
You find no salt shaker.
Have you said anything to any of us about this?
He just bolts out of the room and starts looking for things.
I was like, I would like to leave the building.
Anybody found any salt?
I found a broken pepper shaker, so no.
Can I, like,
just push some of the salt back
into
the
arc? That's what I was going to say that. Can I?
You guys see him get down on his hands and knees, and he starts scooting.
Just make the arc back? Fix it?
Sure, yeah. Perfectly fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, looks good.
If I can do that, then that's what I would do.
Yeah, sure. It works great.
Because if I can't find salt, then...
If I had known that was a thing, I would have kicked the fucking door.
Well, you had to have
don't
a spy
be so impetuous.
Int roll.
Yep.
There was a container missing from above the stove, along with tea and coffee and other things. You wonder if that might have been the salt.
Salt's missing.
What's this other room? Other big space.
You open that up, and it appears to be a parlor, a sitting room. There are some comfy looking chairs that appear to be very moist and spongy.
Why is everything fucking wet?
We are inside of a creature.
We'll find out.
The house is wet. Get over it. Like, I don't know why this is so crazy to you.
We've seen some worse things already.
Just makes me think that he lives inside of like a real wet house.
Just fucking burn it down then. Leave it.
The storeroom is where Alex fell through, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Was that kind of fully explored, or was it did he fall like
it was locked? He couldn't get out of the room outside of climbing back out.
Correct. The coal. If you're talking about underneath the coal,
no, like that. The store. The up store stair storeroom.
Pretty
like.
Much the whole floor collapsed in, okay. So there's not much to explore.
Okay.
Like you can see if you want to kind of like walk around the edges of the room and try and get that box that's off in the corner, but like. You will be tempting fate of whether or not you fall in or the rest of the floor collapses.
I wanted to find out what was causing the mold in the center of the room, but it kind of just gave out before I could find out anything.
By the way, I'm standing by the door you're trying to fix the salt on.
Okay.
So if you want to converse of any kind, like we can.
Nope. He's just manically scraping on the floor.
I asked if anybody has seen salt.
I have not.
But clearly none of us have.
Do you guys have salt packets? Salt shaker in the car? No, none of you carry salt.
Preparedness roll.
I did not have salt packets.
Would the occult guy carry salt?
No.
This is before fast food. We don't have salt.
I have salt.
He has salt.
You have two packets of salt.
That's all you need. Fix the arc.
Okay. Perfect.
Arc fixed. This problem.
Problem solved.
Step back over the arc and go, what's that?
Upstairs.
I know originally you were looking for a bathroom. You see no signs of bathroom now on the first floor. The only thing you have is the laundry room.
That and terribly
and you
soggy
would have, you
clothes.
Would have sink. You would have a sink in the kitchen, obviously. So those are your first signs of like water that's not in the plaster.
Are you all right?
Parlor? Anything in the parlor?
Nah, a couple of seating chairs, like a fancy settee couch table, nothing like that.
I mean, I kind of want to go for that box.
I want to test to see if there's any
running
water.
I will happily come up with a roll to see whether or not you fall in the coal chute.
Can anybody help him not fall in?
You tell me.
That's what I was going to get at. Like, you're big, so you stand at the bottom and, like...
Bear hug.
Hold me as I shimmy across along the...
Yeah.
Right?
It's a group effort.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
It's a sound plan with no holes.
I'm going to get hurt.
You know what? You're fucking fine.
Dex roll with a bonus die. And okay. If you fail it, you really fucked.
What's your dex like?
Not great.
For fuck's sake.
But I'm going to get hurt again one time.
I got a bonus die, though.
Is he 100% going to fall on you? Yes, he is. Am I going to roll damage for both of you?
Yes.
Yes, I will.
It's your call. If you don't want to participate, then I won't do it.
I can help you.
Okay. Can we tie him off with a rope?
299s. Here it comes.
Oh, I have to roll two?
Got it.
No. By you helping him, he gets a bonus die, so he rolls an extra tens place and takes the lower, because you're giving him advantage.
Thank you.
You're able to shimmy over to another small carton.
So there's a box.
Yeah, another box.
What's in the box?
Severed heads.
What's in the box?
What's really in the box?
You find some old children's toys.
Ooh, creepy.
Like 30-year-old children's toys.
You didn't need to add that part. I knew.
One of them starts to cling, 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 cling.
Put the box back cling, where it was. Cling. Let's go.
It's like, what is it? Cabin in the Woods or whatever. It's like, go for that. Go for that. Ah!
Yeah.
I can't feel how long it took me to watch that movie.
Do you feel better now?
So good.
Dave, you feel...
I think we had to
feel...
force you to watch it.
We did. You guys watched it? Yeah, you and Josh watched.
Actually, no. I'll take the box with us.
Sure.
And
God.
Pass it across.
I don't know how I just didn't watch it.
As you're shimmying him across and then you get him, you just feel this overbearing presence of the shadows of the coal room. It's very uncomfortable to be down here. You don't like being in this coal chute.
I didn't like it the first time.
You definitely don't like it the second time.
Can I get out of the hole now?
Is curious why they have a coal chute and a wood chute.
They like their fires.
That is kind of weird. That would be definitely weird.
But there's the coal chute.
That's either Cody fucking something up or the map is weird.
The map is definitely weird because it's a spooky house.
But the coal chute is like inside the house. It's not coming from outside the house.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So your best guess would be that the coal was thrown down the other chute and was stored over here. Maybe it's old coal that used to run on coal and now the new owner runs on wood. The lock's rusted shut. Maybe nobody's been in here for a while. Best things you got right now to kind of solve that ideological problem.
Or Cody flubbed and he's trying to make up for it.
He's reading the book.
Do you not see me? I stare at the book and then I think for a while.
Sure,
what
absolutely.
Was my lie?
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, not a lie at all.
So there is a presence.
You never lied in your life.
Nope,
not once. Not fucking once at this table.
But there's a door in the lower part of the storeroom. That's locked.
Yes, it's all rusted. It's like rusted shut.
Break it open with something.
Mm-hmm. There's apparently oppressive shadows surrounding me. I'm probably going to kill me soon. Can I get out of the hole now?
Yeah, let's...
Listen roll from the two of you who were not down in the hole.
Okay.
Down in a hole.
Down in a hole.
No.
Yes. You hear the squeaking of a door opening. Back to the west. Whee! And suddenly the sound of the thunder snow is much louder.
Oh.
Thunder snow followed up to thunderstruck.
Like the editor put in thunder snow sound here.
Like the back door just opened?
Thought maybe.
I peek through that hallway.
You'd have to go because of the way the hallways are, you'd have to go back.
I'm in the kitchen. If I open up the door to the kitchen that goes into the hallway.
Yeah, it's not exactly a clear.
Yeah, if you open that door, you can see the back door.
Yeah. You can see the closet door and that library door. If neither of those are making the creaking sound, then...
If it's the front door, you've got no fucking visibility.
Yeah, the front door you can see.
Sort of. You have the door opening toward the
back door. To a degree. Is the back door open or not?
The back door is not open.
Then I'll venture toward the front door.
You see the silhouette. You see a silhouette of a man backlit holding an axe.
Scaramouche. Ready my rifle.
First off, where is your rifle?
On my shoulder.
Okay.
Open carry.
I would feel like a pistol would be more appropriate, but sure.
I got a rifle.
You've been carrying a rifle this whole time.
Yes. I wrote it on my fucking sheet. I got a rifle.
Oh my god.
Oh, don't shoot.
Who are you?
Don't put the gun down. Jesus Christ.
Who are you?
It's Joe, man. I came out to see what you guys found.
Wait, did we meet a Joe?
In the newspaper place.
The newspaper guy.
Yeah, no, I'm coming about the ellipses, .. You never gave me the rest of my story. What'd you guys find?
Rest of the story's gonna end with your fucking life ending, isn't it?
Jesus Christ.
What you got a fucking axe for?
I found it laying in the front yard.
Drop it on the ground, come here.
Jesus, he just like sets
close the fucking door, storming out.
He closes the door. Another piece of plaster falls from the ceiling. Holy shit!
Yeah, this place fucking falling down, isn't it?
Yeah! God!
Stay where you are.
Sure.
I walk up, look at the axe.
Yeah, it's wet.
It's got blood on it?
No.
Stained blood?
No. It's rusty. Kind of looks like blood, I guess.
Yeah. What the fuck are you walking in here for with a fucking axe, man?
I just found it next to the door. Like, it's just laying there in the yard. I just picked it up.
Did any of us go in the front door? Did any of us see an axe before then?
None that was mentioned or asked to spot hidden.
Hmm.
But it was still light out, and we went to a door.
History checks for these guys?
The
you don't remember seeing an axe.
Yeah, I didn't think we did.
Didn't think so.
There wasn't an axe.
Jesus, can we put the rifle down, maybe, sort of, kind of? I mean, I'll go if you want me to, but the storm's really, really bad out there.
We want the meat shield.
I reach over to his pocket and pull out his notebook and throw it away. Just to keep up the thing.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's a bit.
You hear it go sploop and land in a puddle.
Fuck you.
Holy crap. This place is like all crooked and cracked.
Yeah, it's kind of falling apart, isn't it?
Crack journalism.
Yeah. Mm. So can I come in or are you going to shoot me?
I haven't decided.
Yeah, you can come in. I'm going to keep my rifle in my fucking hand.
Sure.
What do you know about this place? You've been in here before.
No.
I have good psychology.
Do you have anybody else does?
Does anybody else have good psychology?
Do you want an axe?
I always appreciate an axe.
Nothing.
You know what you know.
I would love an axe, actually.
Yeah, just picking up the axe to keep it out of the rain.
You know how many people died in this place with an axe? You wrote the fucking article, didn't you?
No, it happened before I was born.
Right. It's in your fucking newspaper, isn't it?
Well, sure. And we threw your tea in the harbor. What's your problem,
bro? Good man.
Butt of the axe to the face.
Did you just pick it up off the floor to smack him because you said you were holding your rifle?
The rifle is still pointing at him.
Lucas is so mad and offended for being a scouse.
Whatever. I don't really care about this guy. Like, why the fuck is this guy here?
We don't know.
We'll find out.
Promised him a scoop, asshole.
The name Varelli didn't come up with anything else other than the fact that he is part of the Gazette, right?
Yes.
I mean, you want me to go? The storm sucks, but I'll leave. I just thought I'd see what was going on. See if you'd found anything.
No, not quite.
I'll leave. He starts backing away, but still looking at the gun. You all can interact if you want. We don't need to let Lucas just, you know.
I wasn't sure if I was out of the hole yet.
Oh, yeah.
We're all part of this now.
He can stay.
Yeah, we can use a meat shield. Yeah, absolutely.
What I said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You see him reach in his back pocket and pull out another notebook.
Yeah, go upstairs first. I'll follow you.
Sure, why not? He walks upstairs.
Anyone else?
You said you'd follow him.
Get to it.
It's the only place. It's like the only level we haven't hit, right?
So outside of finding the way downstairs.
Do you want to...
Ooh, axe.
Never mind. I will pick up the axe.
Please do.
Does anyone want to take a picture of that before I erase it?
Picture of this?
Yeah.
I've got it.
Do you care? Okay. I mean... I'm just asking before I erase it to make sure y'all don't go, you didn't draw it that way.
Oh, I got it.
Hang on.
Two doors in the library, one of the sacrifice room.
Definitely enjoy the sacrifice room.
I'm fielding the walled up wall is the way to get the basement.
The fact that I kicked the fuck out of a wall that didn't open that had salt around it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, that was an extreme kick.
Sealed shut, plastered over. Salt's barrier.
Either way, it should have given way to something.
And the fact that I fell into both the rooms that had that problem is making me feel slightly uncomfortable.
Just fucking awesome.
Yeah, stop falling through shit, dude.
I'm less worried about that.
Does anybody want to roll first aid on this guy?
I've only already got it for one, and I can't get it again, I believe.
You got a new injury, so you can get first aid for that injury.
Yeah.
Anybody?
That's an odd eight. So is that like, does he get really
plus
good
one?
Stuff? That's gay. Even
with like a strain, it's only a plus one?
Yep. I'm okay with
that's
that.
That's what it says right here. Okay. First aid is a plus one HP.
Fair enough.
I'm just more worried I got corrupted by something that was being held down there.
You get that, though.
You go up the stairs, and you can see kind of a hallway leading left and right, but the sort of upstairs balcony does go in a full circle. There also is a door. There are several doors in the hallway, both to your left and right. There's also a door to your south and another sort of hallway area.
Didn't realize it was open.
Yep.
It's a foyer.
Kinda.
With a kind of a loft walkabout.
Yep. What you want to do?
I'm...
Blow shit up.
I mean, I guess technically you don't know because I'm playing and you wanted me to go first.
I'll take it.
So he goes in the first door.
So straight across the hall.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, then.
I mean, you going to let me run the narrative? I'm going to run the narrative. You're going to decide later, I suppose, whether or not you like that or not.
I was going to push him a different direction, but you do you.
I will do me because it's my character.
I got the gun. Who's got the upper hand? Guy with the gun.
A rifle going up a set of stairs. I don't have a lot of faith in the rifle.
Why not?
Have you used a rifle before?
Kickback, buddy.
Personally, no.
You see an expensively furnished room with lots of clothing and personal effects. You can see valuable objects like gold-plated cigar cases, diamond tie pins laying around. It is a sort of master bedroom. Big four-poster bed. Fireplace. The ceiling of the room is moist, with water dripping from the center.
State of the decor.
The fireplace has moisture around its edges.
Mm-hmm.
Scattered around the fireplace are 9 shotgun cartridges. They appear to be in pieces. As if they were...
fired.
No, more like they were broken apart or smashed.
Weird.
Like somebody's trying to get to what was inside of them.
Possibly.
Hmm.
Is there an empty gun laying there? Just the cartridges.
Just cartridges.
Entered the master bath.
The powder and shot actually appear to have been poured in neat piles, so you would presume disassembled.
Okay.
Disassemble.
Shotgun shells.
In front of the fireplace.
I'm looking for anything, and I'm actually going to call on Dr. Antoine... Is it Delatant? Sorry.
Delacroix.
Dr. Antoine Delacroix. I'm looking for anything in this room that resembles South American idols or...
Sure.
Artwork or anything that seems from that location. Utilizing you, I don't know, maybe for more of an occult role than anything? I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I could do that or anthropology. Anthropology?
Whatever's better, maybe?
Sure, I'll let you do anthropology.
I mean, I didn't hear the description, so I don't know how occulty it seems. Just got it by a point.
No, there's nothing in here that screams
strangeness.
Like, no, it's a lot of basic bedroom stuff. Nothing crazy. No weird idols. Mm. No.
So just door to the left and right. It seems.
Yep.
Are those interior?
It's second story, so yes.
Well, there could be a balcony.
There could be. Doesn't look like, they look like interior doors. Balconies normally have a different style of door.
I'm asking questions. I will go right.
Okay.
Along with...
I'm assuming the top room is where we're at.
Yeah, we're in here. Okay.
You see a large, luxurious bathroom.
Lovely.
Nice big tub, faucets, the whole nine yards.
That's it.
Anything you'd like to...
Just a bathroom.
I mean, I know he's messy.
Have been for the last hour.
Would you like to wash up?
Is the tub full of anything?
Blood.
No, it's empty.
I appreciate that.
Probably blood.
More rotted meats.
More rotted meats and or.
I still haven't been able to test to see if the water's even running in this place.
Never tried, did we?
I tried in the kitchen, but we got distracted by Joe.
I apologize.
Not no, Joe.
That's a fair point. Bathtub's better to bathe
it
than
is Joe.
A
Never
kitchen
mind.
Sink, unless you're a child.
I did not hear that. I apologize.
That's all right. It'll show up in the recording later.
I believe it.
Most of the stuff I do and say does. Well, I will check to see if there's running water.
Tub or the faucet?
Faucet first.
You turn it, but nothing happens.
Tub now.
You turn it, but nothing happens.
I'm going to be filthy.
Not even the sound of anything.
Nope. Like, you turn it and just fuck all happens. give me a...
I got a spot praise. Oh.
And there's not even spot electricity hidden. Running, right? Nope. There is there. No. No electricity, no fucking water, and he just fucked off.
Yeah, he called ahead of time, said, shut my utilities.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Missed it.
By how much?
10.
Do you want to spend any luck? Do you have much luck? What's your luck at?
50.
It's up to you. It's a one shot, so it's up to you. You can spend 10 luck to succeed if you want.
No.
Okay. What else do folks want to do?
I'm interested what the other door off of the master bedroom is.
Sure. You can take a look.
I'll come off the stairs and go into the room. Down. Not so. Turn right. Go through the door.
Looks like it goes back in the hallway. But
you're going to go to this room.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry. This room here or this room down here?
I'll go to the close to them room. So I'll go there.
You go that one.
Yeah, I thought I just saw the map when I said, when you said go here. I was like, oh yeah, sure. Because I thought there was a door there, but yeah. Okay, cool.
Tyler, as you open the door.
Bedroom.
You see a mostly disused and dusty bedroom.
Dusty.
There are...
it's labeled as a den.
No, he didn't.
It's his bed. Oh, I see where you're at. Sorry. He went. Okay, I was looking at his room. Sorry.
You see tiny black handprints all over the floor.
Ooh, gross.
Something came out of the coal room.
Okay.
Roll listen.
Okay. It's ghost child, dude.
Ought six.
Something is going under the bed.
My son makes that sound in my ear all the time.
I hate that. Soot sprite.
Lucas, where are you at right now? I'm putting you in the bathroom.
I'm still in the bathroom, yeah. Okay. I believe he went to what you are now labeling as the den.
Yeah.
Troy's. Same time, same split.
Yeah. No, I know where everybody's at.
My kid knows how to do it.
Troy, you see a sort of a den area, like another sitting area. The biggest thing that you notice is that there is a double-barreled shotgun, 12-gauge, hanging above the mantelpiece.
I will lift the shotgun.
How old is it?
I don't know. I'm not a weapons expert.
Without the broken shotgun, you'll never get through the trap. Anybody? No?
I got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I knew immediately you did.
Listen rolls from everybody that's not Tyler.
Is it an evil?
Listen rolls.
Yeah, extreme. Extreme listening.
Pass.
Regular pass.
So you have an extreme and an extreme. There's a muffled scream from the bedroom that you all just left.
From the master bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. Male or female? Can we tell?
Muffled.
Male. Muffled.
Probably Jill.
Okay. Well, enter back in said room with rifle ready.
Grab the shotgun.
Yeah.
As I'm walking, does it have any shells in it?
Nope.
Okay.
You missed the description of the room, but there are a bunch of shells
in there
that have been disassembled. Joe is gone.
Just flat out gone.
Gone. But you hear the two who hit have extreme successes. There's a rumbling up the chimney. Back to you with the scrabbling under the bed.
Yes.
Would you like to do anything? You do hear some commotion in the other room, so...
I'll do that, but I'll be focused on the things I'm hearing under the bed. I'm going to look under the bed.
Roll sand, bud.
You look under the bed, and you can roll sand?
Sure can.
It's a kid.
Fail.
You see a horrific black beast, approximately 2 feet long, with red-rimmed eyes and humanoid hands. One sand.
Nice.
Really?
That's it?
You gonna pull a Josh and shoot the kid, or
I don't have a gun?
The
shit prepped.
Fairly fat raccoon screeches and shimmies its way back farther under the bed at the side of you.
Ha!
I'm just gonna leave the room.
Found dinner.
Found me a raccoon.
Found me
a hat. So yeah, gone. spot hidden rolls.
From who?
Anybody in the bedroom.
Master?
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yes.
Same.
Success.
Oh, good lord. Y'all making successes everywhere. You notice a few things. You all kind of get different things, but you all notice things. As you kind of come back in, like I said, you hear like almost the chimney. You don't. You're the only one who does. You hear the chimney kind of ripple or make a noise or something, you know, inside the interior of the fireplace. You also all notice that there is Troy, you hit an extreme, so you're going to find the last thing that I talk about. You'll notice that there is salt all over this room. You disturbed it now, but there were rings of salt near the doors. Near the windows. And Troy, you find on kind of tucked under a rug that's kind of under the bed near the fireplace, the broken salt shaker that matched the one downstairs. There is no salt around the fireplace, but you do see some translucent stains around the opening of the fireplace. You see two blue slippers right at the bottom of the grate of the fireplace.